Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
So, when you wake up in the morning, what do you kind of do to get going?
I just start getting ready to get going. I mean, my husband, I press snooze. That doesn't help. I drink hot lemon water. That's the first thing I do.
Does that get you moving? Does that give you energy?
I mean, if you're asking if I wake up and like do a bunch of push-ups and try to do stuff, nope.
What about coffee? Does anyone go, I got to have my coffee when I wake up?
That's me.
Eddie, it is?
Got to have my cup of coffee.
I always feel like that person's kind of annoying. It's like, my day doesn't start like get my coffee.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those so t-shirts ridiculous. Are kind of annoying.
And then
yeah.
People say that too, like, you know what, until I get my caffeine, yeah. Until I get my bucks.
Don't talk to me.
So you're a coffeeer.
I'm a coffee guy.
Did you know that back in the day, like 15 years ago, instead of coffee, people drank beer?
What?
Now
to get them going.
Really?
That's what's up. To get them going in the morning.
Ugh,
and then they
disgusting.
Drive to work. It's not good.
I didn't say it was good. I was just reading this story this morning, and it was like back in the day, most major cities in the United States, instead of having a cup of coffee, people would have a bottle of beer, a can of beer.
Very interesting.
I've never heard of that. And 15 years ago, it was like we were adults-ish.
Yeah, in 15
yeah,
years
we
ago. So it's 2017. See, like in 2002. I know there were Starbucks, but it wasn't like it is now.
Not every corner. Yeah.
It wasn't even a thing. Like, I don't feel like coffee was a thing then. As much.
Oh, really? Oh.
It's always been around, but it was like Folgers in a can,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Your grandma would make it.
Mr. Coffee.
And it'd be like, bleh. But now there have been so many flavors and so many that it's become a thing.
Unicorn Frappuccinos.
There's all that. So nobody did the beer 15 years ago?
No.
What would that be like? Would that even be good to you guys?
No.
To drink beer in the morning?
I'd probably get used to it, yeah, and I'd probably like it.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Ross Henderson is a vet at the Fox Hollow Animal Hospital in Lakewood, Colorado. So Ross works with a lot of shelter animals, and a lot of them have crazy anxiety because of before they were put in the shelter, what it's like in the shelter, and so he's found a way to deal with the anxiety in the animals. He sings Elvis Presley's Can't Stop Falling in Love. Now here's a clip of him singing to Ruby, one of the shelter's most anxious dogs. And the dog just falls asleep in his lap. Like, he's like shaking. And then,
I can't help.
Listen to this.
Only fools cry.
to go to sleep in Ross's lap
so
now.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Ross Henderson, I see you. That's awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
If producer Raymond, two Chicago police officers were injured during a shootout with suspects on the south side. They're in the hospital right now in serious but stable condition. In weather news over the next 2 days, tons of rain is expected in the south, midwest, and along the east coast. Officials are reminding people to turn around instead of driving through deep water that's on the road. And finally, the iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas. It's this weekend, 3 days away.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Do you ever start to nod off while you're driving? Like, we've all had those times in our life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
For me, I used to wake up really early and do maintenance on a golf course. And I fell asleep once driving in my car, woke up in someone's yard, literally in their front yard. So lucky I didn't crash into their house. I've been driving late at night before. What do you do if you start to get sleepy while driving? Amy?
Turn up the radio, roll the windows down, I sing loud and let the wind blow.
Lunchbox?
Slap myself in the face, or I stick my head out the window, or I put my head real close to the windshield.
Oh, okay.
Lean in.
Yeah, lean in.
What's lean in do?
It's focusing.
I don't know. And I might as well, but I have no idea why, but I know I do it.
I would stop the car and do circles and run around sprints.
Oh,
and then jump back
smart.
In the car. That's not that smart. None of them are really the right answer. You should stop your car at a gas station and get coffee or an energy drink.
Oh, not slap yourself?
I don't think there's a wrong answer because I think we're all different. Number two is turn the music up loud. And number three, which I didn't think about, is call a friend. If you can wake someone up or they're awake, talk to them.
Oh,
like talk
you.
To somebody. Mm-hmm. And I know we're talking, it's really early in the morning right now. So in case anybody's hearing this, those are the simple steps. But man,
call us.
I'm telling you, I never felt more helpless than waking up in someone's yard.
Yeah.
And I just drove out of the yard, went to work. I didn't say anything. I didn't knock on the door. It's probably like 4 a.m. I was just like, thank goodness. I could have crashed into their house.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And I wasn't even texting. Like, I just fell asleep while driving.
I was just tired.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
All right, it's Wednesday. We have your positivity right now. Hope you've been waiting for it. Time for Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
There's an 11-year-old boy. He's been in the hospital for 3 months. He had to go in because he had a baseball-sized brain tumor. He goes in. They take care of it. Full bill of health. Like, time to go home. He doesn't just go home in the family car. The police come up, and they give him a full police escort, motorcycles, woo, red lights going, the whole thing.
That's cool.
3 months in the hospital, brain tumor gone, and a police escort home riding Indy.
Like, for an 11-year-old boy, that's everything.
For me, I would like that from more. What are you talking about? It'd be awesome. Amy.
So James Wader is using proceeds from the sale of his children's book to purchase bulletproof vests for dogs and pet oxygen masks, which is the cutest thing ever. He heard about a story about how a canine dog had been killed in the line of duty because he didn't have the proper, vest. And so he wrote a children's book about a canine dog, and all the proceeds go towards saving dogs that work in the police business.
That's cool. Lunchbox?
When Aiden was 15 years old, he went and volunteered at the food bank, and he didn't realize how bad a poverty problem they had in their community, so he started raising funds. Over 2 years, he raised $109,000 for the food bank, but he's graduating high school, moving on to college, so he's retiring, and his sister, who's 15, is taking over to raise more money.
How about that?
That's cool.
Do you order a lot of stuff from Amazon?
Yes.
More than shop now?
Oh, yeah. Even stuff, because a Target, some stuff I would normally get from Target, but there's no Target by my house. And by the time I eventually drive to Target, I should have just Amazon Primed it and I'd have it in 2 days, or I could have it that day, or it'd be dropped off at my house or whatever. But have you seen the Amazon vans?
No.
They're kind of creepy looking.
What happened?
They're
white
vans.
Oh, so it looks
and
like
they just get out of this,
like a creeper van.
Yeah, and then this person pulls up, and they get out, and then they're approaching you. Because I was outside when I was getting a package, but I didn't realize it was Amazon. Like, I thought the mailman brings Amazon or whatever, but no, they have these white vans they drive around in, and they pop out and they come up to you and they're try to give you stuff. And I was like, my Amazon package, okay. But at first, I was a little creeped out.
Did he have a single mustache?
No, that probably would have creeped me out.
Yeah,
that would
have been double. That would have been double.
There should
creepy.
Be a rule. If you're driving the creepy Amazon van, no mustaches.
Or write Amazon on the side of it. You have plenty of
Most,
money.
Some of them do, but this one, well, the one I saw, did not have. They must have not gotten their decals, or they didn't put their decal on that day or something. I don't know.
I saw where that Amazon Echo Dot, which is also called Alexa. Too many words and names. Like, the marketplace, like, 80% of people are familiar with that. Like, know it at this point, and that's so quick. Like, who has a Alexa? Like, I have one.
I do.
Eddie has one?
I do.
Oh, holy cow. All of us do?
What?
That's crazy for us. Okay, so, do you guys have it hooked up to, what do you have it hooked up to?
I don't do it for lights or anything. I just talk to her.
Oh, you just need a friend?
Yeah. I mean, I ask her things. She keeps my grocery list for me. I ask her the weather.
That's really cool. She keeps your grocery list for you?
Yeah.
So you say...
And you can add to it continuously throughout the day.
Let's just call her Appalachian, because I don't want anybody going off.
Sure.
So you say, Appalachian, add bananas to my grocery list.
Yes, will do.
And then how do you get it back at the end? Do you go, hey...
Alexa, read me my grocery
list.
Whoa,
Appalachia.
Oh, sorry. Appalachia.
Now Siri's going off because she's yelling...
sorry. Appalachia, read me back my grocery list.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I use mine for, like, the lights in my room. I use it
I need
for,
to do that. I just haven't set that all up.
A lot of electronic music. Mm-hmm. I can go, hey, play iHeartRadio, this station.
I can do that. I can even play music.
But I have it hooked to my, like, my speakers.
Oh, baller.
So it's like, boom, boom, you know. I use it, and then I'm like, hey, I'm feeling lonely.
Wait, what?
I do feel mean, though.
She'll be like, I'm sorry, Bobby, I'm not human, but what do you talk about?
I do trivia with her. I play Jeopardy, because I love trivia. So I'll do, Alexa, do you want to play Jeopardy? I mean, Appalachia, do you want to play Jeopardy? And then I'll ask, like, weather stuff.
I told you the other day to ask her if she stinks.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's awesome. Has anybody else asked her?
No.
If you say, Alex, or if you say, Appalachia, you stink, she goes, actually, I'm unscented, but would you like for me to add air freshener to your grocery list?
That's funny.
She's funny. She is. We get along.
Do you?
You laugh at your Appalachia.
What do you do, Lunchbox?
I got it hooked up inside the box because I'm creeped out by it. It just sits there. I haven't hooked it up.
So
it's not hooked up.
No.
You just have it. Why do you creeped out? It does record.
Everything.
Listen, let's not act like it's not recording everything we're doing.
No.
That's
fine.
No. But let's not act like our cell phones aren't either.
Yeah,
or our
fine.
Computers. Like, it's not like this is something new that's monitoring our life. Everything is monitoring our life.
Yeah, and it's gotten to the point where it's basically reading our brains, because I'll be thinking about a product and it'll show up on my Instagram advertisements.
That's probably because you...
At one point in time, said it out loud.
Said it out loud and they're listening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can mute Appalachia. Mm-hmm. If you mute her, she won't be listening, apparently.
No, they still listen.
But yeah.
I just feel like Trump dials into people's Alexas and be like, let me listen to... And then he just listens in randomly.
No, Amazon's doing it or to know like how to market to you.
Oh, geez. See, that's what I'm saying. All this spying on me. I don't
it's
like
been
it.
Happening
it creeps
forever.
Me out.
Yeah.
But you're a genius having it hooked up to your lights and having music. You know, your girlfriend comes over, you're like, hey,
she's
Appalachia.
She's got her voice attached to it, too.
Yeah.
So she'll come in and be like, hey, you know, lamp on, and lamps come on. And then she'll be like, hey, play whatever, and then just plays. And so
I need that.
Cool. It's a really great. I was just surprised that like 80% of people know it already because it's that cool. Now, Google has one?
It's called Google.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's confusing because a lot of times at the house, I'm like, hey, Google that. And then Google's going to start talking to me.
No.
They need to come up with a different name like Appalachia.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Louisiana. 24-year-old Sean Landry was out breaking into some cars, stealing some items, and he found a laptop. He's like, man, I better get rid of this. So he goes to the gas station and people are pumping gas, tries to sell it to a guy. Only problem, the guy he tried to sell it to was a cop. Cop was like, man, this seems kind of suspicious. Detained him, called some patrol, checked it out, stolen laptop, checked his car, bunch of stolen items.
Wow. And where was he?
He was in Louisiana. Oh, Sean Landry. He's 24 years old, and he's now in jail.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Shout out to that state known as
Louisiana.
Yeah. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. So I went to pick up my girlfriend at the airport yesterday, and I'd been in Austin, which is where we are this morning, and so I'd been here for a couple days. And so I go to pick her up, and I see some guy come up to her, like standing where you pick people up on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 7:30 last night. And so I drive up. She has her guitar on, and she has like all of her stuff. And so this guy like bends down and hands her something. I don't think anything about it. I think maybe she dropped something. And so I load all of her stuff in the car. She gets in. And she was like, "Did you see that guy?" I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "He came up to me and was like, hey, did you drop this?" And I was like, "What's that?" And so she looks down and he hands her his phone number and he goes, "I think you missed his phone number."
Oh, that's a good one.
Smooth.
Hold on. Is that smooth?
I mean,
Lunchbox, you know, you've used a lot of techniques in your day.
Listen, I was a man of lines, and many lines have used and been used and are good. That is a smooth move because they get their attention like, oh, what did I drop? And, oh, it's just my phone number. They're like, oh, man, that's creative.
But would you ever call somebody back who just came up to you and said, here's my phone number? Because I admired the guy for having the nerve to do that because I never had nerve to talk to girls.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite of anything I would do. I would just stand in the corner and be like, oh, I hope somehow she trips and falls and hurts her ankle and then I can pick her up. You know, right.
You need to rescue her, save the day.
Something like that would have to happen for me to meet somebody.
I think if there's an initial attraction, if she thinks he's cute, not Lindsay, but some other girl that it happens to, then yeah, you maybe call him back.
Lunch?
And it's creative. Yeah, you call them back. That means they are into you and you don't have to do much work. Like,
but you're just into like how they look at just standing there.
No, and that they were creative.
No, I'm talking about he was into her.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, if she's into him, then she calls back.
Well, she better not call back. I'll let her keep the number. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so occasionally we talk about something so dumb that we only allow ourselves 60 seconds to talk about it. Hit it, Ray.
The Stupid Minute.
Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop, which has a ton of locations all over Ohio and Pennsylvania, they are selling bottles of pickle juice soda. How do you feel about pickle juice soda?
I think it sounds disgusting.
But to be fair, there are things that Eddie and I would eat all the time. Eddie, remember these?
The Piccadillys.
The Piccadillys. It's a strawberry and pickle snow cone. Mm. Deriving from the country of Mexico. And Eddie and I would eat them all the time. We go to the trailer and just eat them.
They were delicious.
They were delicious. So I'm not convinced this isn't good. People are buying them. Mm. At first, when I told people about Frosty and fries, and I didn't invent them. People have been eating those for years. People are like, that's disgusting.
Oh, no, that's amazing.
But it's the sweet and the salt.
Yeah.
The same thing as pickle juice soda.
Mm.
So pickle juice soda, yes or no? Amy?
No.
Lunchbox?
No.
Eddie?
Yes.
I'm going to go yes, too. That makes it a tie. My vote's a swing vote. It wins. And that's the stupid 60. Hit it, Ray. Thank you. Hit it again, Ray.
The Stupid Minute.
Minute. There we go.
There you go.
The Stupid Minute.
I kind of still want to keep talking about it, though. we're done.
We only had 1 minute to do it.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to come back. We have a lot of stuff to do today. It's Eric Church's birthday. So I think he's 40 today. We'll count down our favorite 5 Eric Church songs. Also, there's something about Lunchbox that he can't physically do that I didn't know he couldn't physically do this. It's something that every other man that I know can do. Lunchbox physically can't do it.
So it's just men or women too?
Every woman I know can do it too.
Oh, okay.
Lunchbox physically can't do this. Apparently Lunchbox can't shave himself.
What?
Like his face.
What?
Lunchbox, what's the story with this?
I don't know what you're talking about. I can shave my face. I'm a man. I know how to shave my face. I just take a razor and you put some shaving cream on there and you shave your face.
The only time he shaves is when a barber does it for him because he can't bend his arms.
Yeah. I guess we've always known he can't really bend his elbows, but I didn't think about that, how that would affect his arm bending back to his face. And that's so true because he talks about how barbers shave his face sometimes.
So you can't shave your... Be honest. You can't shave your face?
It's really difficult to shave my face because the angle, my arm trying to get up underneath there, you know, and it puts a lot of pressure on the elbow area and it becomes painful sometimes.
Why did you just go through this whole speech about how you could if you really can't?
And now
no,
you
no,
can't.
I can, but it's difficult. Like, it's not like if my life depended on it, I could shave my face. But is it easier for the barber to do it? Absolutely.
This explains so much.
It explains why his face always looks like dirty.
And the neck hair.
Yes.
All of the neck hair.
Dude, we take back everything we've ever said. We didn't. Yeah. We forgot that your arms don't work. Lunch's arms don't work. Mm-hmm. They don't bend in.
Yeah, it's hereditary. I can't bend my arms, can't touch my shoulders, can't pat myself on the back. It makes shaving very difficult. If my collar is ever messed up, if I'm wearing a collared shirt, I need help fixing it because I can't reach it.
Does your dad have this problem?
Yeah, my dad and my grandpa had that problem.
That's so weird.
Okay, yeah.
Eddie's the one who told me this. He was like, you know, Lunchbox can't shave his face.
Yeah, I was really shocked. I found out yesterday. I didn't know what he was talking about, and he said that he had to wait for the barber to do it.
Lunchbox, can I just ask you a question? Can you just answer honestly, like when I say, hey, you can't shave your face, instead of going, I'm a man, I can shave, just talk.
No, I did talk. I can shave my face. Like, it's not... Do you see
if
what
my life depended on it, I could probably put my ankle behind my head.
Yeah, if my life depended on it, I could do a lot of things.
Yes. I couldn't. See, I couldn't put my ankle behind my head if my life depended on it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Eating curry is helping men prevent baldness. Eddie, this is for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, a natural remedy.
Yes. A nutritionist believes that the male baldness rate is a lot lower in Japan because they eat so much curry.
Oh.
He's saying the spices in curry increase your metabolism, which makes your hair grow.
Okay.
Thoughts, Eddie?
Well, I mean, I like it. I'm up for anything, so let me try it the next couple of weeks and see what happens.
Have you tried Rogaine or any of that stuff?
No, I have not. I haven't gotten to that point yet.
What do you...
Eddie. Now,
My first quick remedy was going to be shave it off. That was my first idea. But now that you brought up curry, let me try this first.
But why not try, if you're worried about it, because you obviously are, because you feel weird with that hat on your head.
Yeah.
Why not try something like Rogaine? Because I would not be better than that. I wouldn't think, I would just, whatever.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
I have fake teeth.
Like, yeah.
The four on top, two on, these are fake teeth, so I have no problem with any sort of enhancers that make you feel better.
It's hard. It's hard to, like, get yourself to just be cool with it. Like, I think I just was in denial for a long time. I don't know.
So is it purchasing the Rogaine? Like, you feel like you'd have to go through self-checkout, or you'd be self-conscious? Oh, really?
It's
okay.
Embarrassing.
I'll go buy it for you.
Yeah, we'll buy it for you.
I give you the cash, you buy it for me?
Yeah.
All right.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to buy Rogaine. They're going to know what you're buying anyway. Do you buy toilet paper?
Yes.
Okay.
That is embarrassing, too.
Yeah. Well, they're looking at you like, I know what that's for. Right? And you're like, I know.
To be fair, I hate going through the checkout with tampons, especially if it's a guy checker outer. And he's like a kid, and I'm buying chocolate or ice cream. And they're like, oh, okay.
But they're not. I used to be a checker. We don't care.
Yeah, you do.
When the 1,000th person comes through, we don't care.
Sometimes if I'm doing that, I throw some celery or spinach in just to act like I'm super healthy.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Yesterday during the show, Amy had to leave right in the middle of a segment because she had to go and throw up.
It was horrible.
And then Eddie walks in with his coffee and she's like, Eddie, I can't take that smell of coffee. And then, off the air, Amy goes, if I'm pregnant, I'm going to be so upset. And so, we just start debating, is it morning sickness or is it sickness? Now, you've had a bit of time between now and yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel right now?
We're back to a morning again.
Yeah.
And I feel great. I feel totally back to normal. I feel amazing. Oh, that feeling yesterday, I was just so nauseous. But I was reading online that some people don't even get morning sickness. Some people get it every day. Some people get morning sickness at night. And some people don't have it every single day. So I'm like, this is so confusing. Why do they call it morning sickness?
What did your husband say? And did he think for a minute you could be pregnant?
He started to think, because I love coffee. I love the smell of coffee. So he found that to be really weird. He's like, if something you normally love to smell now suddenly is making you nauseous, like, that's not good.
All right. So we're just going to watch over the next couple weeks.
Yeah. I guess.
Amy's two kids are moving in. She's adopting. In the next 60 days, the kids are moving in the house. And so, three kids at once? Wow. You thought two was crazy.
Yeah, but there's. I just really feel like there's no way. There's no way.
There's this guy named Bruce Hampton. He's a popular musician in Atlanta. Play some Bruce Hampton for me, please. Known as the granddaddy of the jam scene. So everybody's like, yeah, Bruce. He turned 70 years old, right? You probably haven't heard of him, but on his 70th birthday, doing a show, he died on stage.
What? Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Now, wait, I don't say this in a bad way, and this is why I wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
He collapsed on stage Monday. The crowd is celebrating. It's his birthday. He's the granddaddy of this kind of music, and they all think it's part of the show.
Oh.
And so they're like, yeah! But here's where I start to think, okay, kind of cool. He died doing something he loved doing.
Like, true.
If you have to go out, and we all do,
We have to go out. Wouldn't you love going out doing what you were born to do?
Yeah, it's way better than going out in some awful way.
Yes, and I know that's like a morbid story when you first read it, but I'm reading the story at home, and I'm like, man, I would love to go out doing what I came in doing.
And with people celebrating his life, and he went out the same day he came in. That's kind of neat.
See, that's what I'm saying. Now we're looking at it the same way.
Okay. It's still sad, but...
Sad that he died, but we all die.
Exactly.
But I was just like, man, I know everybody's going to be sad about this story, but I don't think it's a sad story. You want to do another stupid minute?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, now time for a stupid minute. Hit it, right?
The stupid minute.
Well-groomed men earn way more money. Because you look good, people trust you more. So they pay you more.
Oh.
Researchers found that the best groomed employees earn up to $14,000 a year more than those who aren't concerned with how they look. Also, employees who dress up tend to be higher in the company. Always dress like the position you want. But I bring this up to Lunchbox because it's like, why can't I get endorsements? Why can't I get appearances? Because Lunchbox, you're not that well groomed.
I understand that, but I wear good clothes.
You do wear good clothes. Like,
especially at events, you've started to step it up since you've gotten married.
And don't you feel since you've stepped it up that more opportunities coming to you?
A little bit. You know, I think people see me and they're like, oh, man, that guy looks like a businessman doing business deals trying to get that money. And so I think they respect me a little bit more.
Okay, so well-groomed men, that can be you. Earn more money. Oh, out of time.
Oh.
I had something to say.
Go ahead. Yeah. Bonus stupid 5 seconds. Go.
Well, I was just going to say, yes, you just have to look at the room, and like the most well-groomed man does make the most money.
That's true. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And that's the stupid minute. Hit it, Ray.
The stupid minute.
With a bonus.
All right. Amy's 30-second skinny is coming up in a second. Also, the crazy Aaron Hernandez story.
More crazy?
It gets somebody selling something of his online. Wait till I tell you what's happening with that.
Okay, yeah.
We'll do that coming back. Let's talk about show spoiling for a second. What's the cutoff on when it's okay to talk about the end of a show? Because someone asked me this question and I thought, wow. As our culture evolves and most things we watch are on demand now, it's online, on DVR, on... Except for sports, I don't know that I'm watching many things live. So, spoiler culture. When can you talk about the ending of a show, like, straight out in public? Amy, after how long?
I've done it before where it's been, like, the night after the finale. Yeah. Well, and that's just probably not fair. I guess a year?
I think that's a solid answer.
Okay.
I do think that's a solid answer.
I learned from my mistakes.
Lunchbox.
It has to be 2 years.
2 years.
Two.
Okay. Okay. I get that too. Here's what I'm going to say.
Wait, what?
Never.
Oh. Never.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Never. You can never talk about the ending of a show until you have that conversation. Have you seen the final episode of Dexter? No, I have not. Well, then I will not spoil it for you.
True, because Dexter's one of the binge ones.
Any show now with multiple episodes can be bingey.
True.
So if it's like, hey, have you started Orange is the New Black on Netflix? Oh, you have it? Then I'm going to say nothing about anything. I do believe in the culture of on-demand now. We don't spoil anything ever. Now, it's tough with the major shows like Game of Thrones or the reality shows, which don't count because that's not real. But any of the script episodal stuff, you just can't talk about.
So you're going never. You're not even going 10 years.
Never. Like, I will not tell you how Roseanne ends.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, people going back and watching Roseanne?
I don't know, but if they are, I'm going to cover them.
I went back and started West Wing.
How do you feel about that, about never now? That until you have the conversation, can we talk about the ending? You never talk about the ending.
So even on this show, though, if something comes up, we just need to not talk about the ending. Because that would be spoiling it for a lot of people.
We don't spoil shows.
Okay.
And we don't spoil movies, really, unless it's so old.
Like the Titanic.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you feel? If you tell me, if you think I'm wrong.
No. Actually, now that you say it, it's fair. Because I think of shows that I've gone back to well over a year after they've ended because people just started to hype them up again. And I'm like, I got to watch that. And I would be disappointed if it was ruined for me. So I think you're onto something.
Lunchbox, your thoughts on never?
I mean, I don't want to call you a genius, but you might be a genius because my wife had not finished Breaking Bad. And whenever anybody would get in a conversation about Breaking Bad, she would break in and be like, I haven't finished it yet. Hold on. So she just finished it 2 months ago, finally, after a 2-year hiatus. So you might be a genius on this topic.
I don't think it's a genius thing. I appreciate that. But again, Breaking Bad, I would never say what happens at the end. Even right now, it's been over forever.
I think that you're a considerate. That's what you are.
Well, that's the new rule. Okay. Never. Everybody good on that?
How does Roseanne end?
Dan dies, and it turns out it's a dream.
What? I thought... Oh, yeah. You said you'd ruin everything but... nothing but Roseanne.
But they're going to bring that show back.
Yeah. So now people are probably going to try to binge it.
No, because it's too, it's a sitcom. Sitcoms used to be different. They used to be every episode was a new kind of life. But now it's... They roll in succession and have storylines. Back in the day, every episode of Full House was its own story, and it was contained 30 minutes. And then it would just start over next time. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now everything just kind of rolls one story to the next.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
What do you think about this? These friends flushed their buddy's remains down the toilet.
Their what?
Well, for a reason. So he was a plumber, and it was his favorite ball team. So a New York City man is flushing the remains of his lifelong friend, a plumber, down ballpark toilets all over the country and, like, of his favorite teams.
Okay. I mean, when you say remains, I mean, my brain went to, like, body remains.
No, like ashes.
Okay, ashes. Thank you. I was like, okay, I got a finger. I don't know.
You're so morbid.
That's where my brain went. I'm sorry. I know.
They're going to the places that they went to a lot as kids.
Okay.
So far he's been to 16 stadiums and he's flushing them down all the toilets.
I love it. Especially if he was a plumber. I mean, that's awesome, right?
Even not the plumber part, but like your friend going to the places you loved and putting your ashes out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was like your favorite 10 trees across the country.
Sure.
And someone took the effort to do that. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I saw another one. Did you see that the truck that was going underwater upside down?
No.
And the people went and pulled the kids out of it?
No.
Lunchbox, you see that video?
Oh my goodness, it's amazing. It's like a newborn baby pretty much, and they jump in the water and they save the two kids, and it's just random strangers jumping in the flood water, I guess. And I mean, it is chill bump. I don't get chill bumps very often, but that was incredible.
A 2-year-old has been moved out of the ICU at Children's Medical Center as she and her 4-month-old brother recover from a dramatic water rescue during Saturday's deadly tornadoes in East Texas.
Wow.
Video shows strangers jumping in the high water to pull the children from a flipped SUV. It was upside down, like its tires up. And the 4-month-old was discharged on Monday. The 18-month-old's breathing on her own. The parents were in there, too, and they were like, we can fight for ourselves. You got to get the kids. And so it's people jumping in this. It looks like mud.
Wow.
And it's just sinking, and all the people are jumping out. It was crazy.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, we'll put that on our Facebook page if you want to see it. Like, straight up Good Samaritans risking their own life because it's a very dangerous place that they were in.
Yeah.
So there was that. I thought that was awesome. Over to Amy with the skinny right now.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard says that he and Brian were surprised that they lost both the CMA and ACM Vocal Duo of the Year awards to Brother Osborne.
Okay, so there's a clip here. And so I want to hear the clip before I say anything else. So they're surprised. Okay, hit the clip.
We were definitely surprised, for sure. But one thing we've learned about the award shows is, you know, never say never. Just roll with the punches and, you know, learn from each one. But it definitely came as a surprise. And, you know, a lot of respect for those guys. But it doesn't really matter. We didn't get too worked up about it.
They're saying how they honestly feel. And I like that. Because, again, you can criticize them and go, oh, yeah, you should just say... No, you should just say exactly how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't doing that because they're so media trained. And they're like, you know what?
They make great music. They deserve it.
I like it that they told the truth.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and they're surprised, so okay. That's it.
Love it.
All right.
Okay, a girl had an awesome prom night this year thanks to Garth Brooks. Her name is Kate. She went to his concert and held up a sign, "Gonna be late to prom. Garth comes first." He stopped the show to thank her and then later brought her on stage during Friends in Low Places, where she got to fire off the t-shirt cannon in her prom dress. And then he even posed for a prom pic with her backstage. How cool is that? He was like, "Hey, is your date with you tonight?" She's like, "I don't have a date." So she skipped prom and hung out with Garth.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I may show up in a prom dress to the next concert and try to get out there. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Today's Eric Church's birthday, so I put together a top five list of my favorite Eric Church songs. Extensive, by the way. Happy birthday, Eric Church. Number five, Love Your Love the Most.
Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk. It rocks on Friday nights. And hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most.
That's a jam right there. That one doesn't get played that much on the radio anymore, and it should. What do you think my number one is before we get there? What's your number one, Eric Church songs?
I love Springsteen.
Yeah. At number four, Springsteen.
Oh.
When you go to a church concert and he plays this, the whole crowd, it's like a wave of woes. You just feel it. The whole place going, whoa, 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 whoa. That's number four. Number three, it's Eric Church's 40th birthday. Number three is Talladega.
To Talladega, always raise the whiskey in your glass. Now here's to turning up, I'll slow it down, cars that go real fast.
I'm going to go number two. Album cut. And I used to listen to this working out because The Outsiders would start.
Uh-huh.
It's, number two, The Outsiders, Eric Church. That's number two. Any guesses now? One song left.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby's favorite Eric Church songs. Come on.
Like a Wrecking Ball.
Like a Wrecking Ball, Amy says. Eddie, what do you think?
Drink in My Hand.
Drink in My Hand. Lunchbox, what do you think?
Give Me Back My Hometown.
Ooh.
Oh, good
my
one.
Favorite Eric Church song ever. Happy birthday, Eric Church. Like Jesus Does.
All the crazy in my dreams.
Good one.
Both my broken wings. Every single piece of everything I am. And she knows the man I ain't. She forgives me when I can't. The devil man, no, he don't stand a chance. Cause she loves me like Jesus does.
Come on. That's an awesome song, right?
So good.
She loves me like Jesus does? That's crazy. I remember hearing that the first time. It's one of those songs where you're like, dang, like song is speaking, like something.
It's
like something
stuff.
You want, something you got, something. That's a good one. Eddie went to Lunchbox's house. And Lunchbox's house is like the reverse of Disneyland. Like, you go to Disneyland, it's like crazy fun.
Yeah.
And every time somebody goes to Lunchbox's house, they come out with like horror stories.
Oh.
So.
Well, yeah, because he's like a hoarder.
He is like a hoarder. So, Eddie's our video producer. And why did you go over to Lunchbox's house, first of all?
We were shooting a video for a client, and it was kind of something that we had wrote a storyboard about, and it's going to be a storyline, so we were going to act it out in his kitchen. And that's what we were doing. We're shooting a video. No big deal.
Yeah.
But, man, I guess my thoughts came out of my mouth, and I might have said something that I shouldn't have, but the place was so messy, and I couldn't help myself.
Lunchbox, your wife doesn't keep it... like,
tidy.
Controlled. I picture her as being clean, but are you guys both just kind of slobby?
She does her best, but, I mean, when you got the king of the slobs, I mean, it's hard to battle that battle because I'm there more hours of the day than she is. And, I
and
mean,
she's working.
Yeah, she's got a job. Like, she's got a J-O-B, which is pretty nice. And so...
Thank you for spelling.
What's weird is Eddie comes over, and he just makes the most... inappropriate comment towards me, and I was very like, what are you talking about? He's looking at my house and he goes, man, I'll tell you what, if I didn't have kids, my house would never be messy. But you and your wife, you have no excuses.
Ugh.
I mean,
like when you go inside someone's house and you insult their house, like that's his space. It can kind of be as gross as he wants it to be.
Yeah, I guess I just felt like we're friends enough for me to say some. I honestly didn't think I was going to say that. It just came out.
Yeah.
And I kind of just felt like, man, you know, like I have kids and my house gets pretty messy, but not like this.
So they're both pretty slobby, Eddie, in your mind?
I feel like since Lunchbox is home more than his wife because his wife works, he's the one that keeps it messy, and the wife probably just gets home tired from work.
Oh, man, but I would have to. I couldn't live that way, I don't think.
Yeah.
There was a fight, a fist fight on an airplane. Did you guys see this?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they were flying from, I think, Japan to California.
Yeah.
And the whole story is some dude stands up and just goes, hey, where are you from? And the other dude punches him in the face.
I mean, they are reaching across the aisle like, bam, bam, bam.
We'll put this up on our Facebook page. There was a guy, they were flying to Los Angeles, and the flight takes off on Monday night. One guy's like in his 20s or 30s. The other one's an older guy in a red Hawaiian shirt.
And apparently,
the Hawaiian shirt guy started it, though, obviously. And, of course, a passenger gets it on video. Because, man, if anything starts to go down in our world, we don't even think about saving people. We think about getting on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy says, hey, where are you from? And the other goes, I'm going to kill you. And then attacks him. And then they just go right at it.
I feel like something escalated somewhere in line or somewhere in the process of them boarding the plane. Because you don't just start punching someone.
Unless you've had a lot to drink. And those international flights, I think you could maybe be there for a while.
Yeah.
A female flight attendant tried to break it up. Then the guy with the camera stopped recording and stepped. Oh, look at that guy. He put his phone down and stepped in. Wow. The guy who started it was taken off the plane. And it's
Well, yeah. That's a long flight, you know?
Imagine, though, and we'll put this on our Facebook page. So go over if you want to watch it. But imagine it happens in the middle of the year. They taped the guy down to the seat that started it.
Something is, I don't know, an air marshal, if he's on board, can you cuff him?
I don't know. I've seen an air marshal before, just randomly, because they're randomly on flights. I've seen, like, his weapon and his whole, like, you're like, either this is really bad or really good.
Okay. I think really good.
Well, no. If somebody sneaks that on, it's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, plot twist with this segment. Yeah, I don't think you're expecting this, but.
No.
So remember when Lunchbox comes to the show probably 2 months ago? And says, the Property Brothers are coming to town.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want them to do my house. And so I make a call. I actually called a friend of mine who knew them.
Okay.
And he gave me their number. And then it turns out Lunchbox needed how much money?
$70,000.
Okay, and he was like, I don't have $70,000. Like, it costs money to be on this show.
Which, who knew?
So Lunch's dream went away of being on Property Brothers, right?
Yeah.
So.
Is it?
Plot twist!
What? You're gonna be like,
no. What is happening?
Plot twist.
Okay.
Lunchbox walked out of his house yesterday.
And they're filming Property Brothers right next door! The house next door to mine is on Property Brothers!
No what? Way.
That's crazy!
No way! Yes.
They are filming right next door! Property Brothers, they were on the front porch, and they had the camera crew out there, and I'm like, what?! So that means I would have been on there.
No, did you tell them they had the wrong house?
Yeah.
I didn't interrupt filming.
Did you go, how do my neighbors have 70 grand?
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, where do you get this money to remodel your house, $70,000? And I mean, that's just crazy. And so they're filming all day over there at the neighbor's house.
What are the odds? Huh.
Really? Like, wow. I'll be.
You should go. I mean, Lunchbox, go. You could still have your chance to be on the show. Just casually go over and be like, hey.
Do you see the guys? Like the one that's dressed in the suit and the other one that's dressed in the old t-shirt? See, because they're twins. You got to tell them apart.
Yeah, they were both there.
They were?
Yeah, they would shoot the opening. They were shooting the scene over and over again. Like, they came walking out and the people came walking up and they're like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, all right, do it from a different angle. And they'd go back in. They'd walk out the front door and meet him on the front porch. And I was like, what in the world? Plot twist. That could have been me. I mean, they
probably
were filming.
Would have been you.
And so then I got in the bushes, and I took some pictures of them.
Why? Okay. Why'd you get in the bushes? Did you have to get in the bushes? Could you just not take a picture from the road?
Well, I don't know if they'd want me to take pictures, so I took pictures of them through the... I mean, it looks kind of creepy, but...
Yeah, because you're in the...
Yeah.
I don't think there are rules against taking pictures.
Mm-mm. No, it's
like you're
street.
Not walking into the house.
Right. I can't walk in the house because they got the film crew there. And they, I mean, look at them. I'm in the bushes taking pictures.
You're literally in the bushes.
Wow.
You see them in bushes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're filming next door to me.
There you go. Sometimes, life's like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yep. I'm just so jealous of my neighbors now.
Wow, that's cool.
Dude, stop by tomorrow.
Go interview the guys.
Yeah.
Well, you think they're there every day?
No.
Well, but you just have to keep an eye out.
You see them right there.
Yeah.
Look, that's a good picture.
Yeah, except for the bushes around you.
Yeah.
It's like you're a peeping
Tom. Wearing camo?
Yeah. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, online last week, it was Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, selling their $18.5 million estate.
The most expensive piece of property in Nashville, I think, or Tennessee.
Oh. Uh-huh. Man, so Lunchbox calls. And remember, Lunchbox is a business. You say it, Lunchbox.
Businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
Oh, yeah.
So
trying to get that money.
He wants to make this deal. So he calls up McGraw's real estate people. Here we go. Here's the call. Hit it.
Hello?
May I speak with Steve, please?
You got him.
Hey, Steve, man. My name is Jason Givel. Man, you know, businessman making business deal trying to get that money. And I found a property online. I was trying to get some information on it.
Okay.
409 Creek. My wife was telling me that like a celebrity or something lived there. Is that really true?
Well,
because she told me, she said that Tim McGraw lived there.
He's been connected to the property before, but he did, you know.
Wait. But the Tim McGraw, like the singer?
I know he's been involved in the property before. I don't know.
Okay, so when you say, like, the main home on the property, like, how big is that, the main home?
Probably about 6,000 square feet.
Tim and Faith slept in one of those bedrooms? Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't say that. I have no idea where they slept. I have no idea about that. One of the houses, they haven't been lived in for a while.
So, like, if Tim and Faith got in a fight, like, Tim would have to go sleep in the guest house?
I have no idea about Tim and Faith. I'm just representing the property itself.
Okay, and it says, I think it said it had a couple ponds, right?
It does have two ponds on them.
So are you telling me Tim McGraw caught some fish in that pond?
No, I did not tell you that. I did not say that at all.
Okay, what about, like, rolling pastures? Like, tell me about the pastures.
Well, beautiful pastures, and some are being used for quail hunting. And
so you're telling me that Tim and Faith may have had a picnic in that pasture?
No, I did not say that Tim and Faith had a picnic in that pasture at all.
Man, that is so crazy.
It would be a beautiful place to have a picnic.
Yeah, and so in the antebellum, right? A nice antebellum?
That's correct, yes.
So are you telling me Tim and Faith wrote songs?
No, I did not say that.
I can't believe this. I'm going to have to talk to the wife, and then we can call you back and set up a tour?
No, after you give me a financial letter saying that you're qualified.
Can we meet Tim and Faith?
You might have somebody that can introduce you to him. I cannot introduce
you. Oh, my goodness, Tim and Faith. This is so crazy. When I call my wife, she's going to be tickled to death. Oh, man. Steve, thank you so much, man. I'm a man. Woo!
All right. Good talk to you.
Nice work.
Okay. Yeah,
they didn't even price point that thing. Oh, all right. Nice work, Lunchbox. Did you make a bid on the house or no?
Not yet. We're still going over our financial statements.
If you want to look hot in a picture, hold a puppy. Guys that hold puppies, girls are just...
Yeah, I think it's pretty hot when a guy's holding a puppy.
If you want to look the opposite, hold a cat.
A guy? A cat?
It's even worse for women.
Like cats!
I'm just telling you, they did this research, and cat lovers hate this. They had people judge how attractive they were, and they had them look at all kinds of pictures with dogs, without dogs, with cats. If you had a cat, it was in the negatives. If you were normal, it was normal, and if you had a dog, it was like plus, plus, plus.
Yeah.
So.
Dang, why are people hating on cats?
I think dogs actually form more human-type bonds with humans.
Okay.
Like, there's a reason they call it man's best friend.
True.
Like, he can do commands. My dog can... He's older now, he's 14, but he can open and shut doors, he could get his own food, he could play ball, he could do all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cat is still and I love animals, but it doesn't do as much, so we don't feel like it's as in tune with us, because we're very selfish creatures, and we feel like animals should do what we do, and if they do what we do, then we like them more.
And you take your dog out on a walk and do all kinds of things.
Cats don't need walks.
So,
I think it's unfair. Nada, who's our head of digital, she's a cat woman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this, Nada?
I hate it. I think guys with cats are hot.
Like, if a guy has a cat and he's holding a cat, or if I'm scrolling on Instagram and I see a cat, I'm like, ooh, instantly, like, 10 times hotter. Like, dating material. Because he likes cats.
There you go.
Do you think that's why I'm single? Because I have a cat?
Don't give me a loaded question like that.
No, not it. It's way more than that.
Great, thanks. Just kidding.
Totally joking.
The cat's just the icing on top.
No, what do you expect us to say? No, Nada, you've been in relationships. It's not the cat. It's not you. It's me.
Listen, like I said, it's a loaded question.
Never mind. Dang.
Here are the
love you.
Most fun and least fun states in America. The most fun, what do you think the most fun state is according to people?
Vegas.
Yes.
Nevada.
Yes.
Okay. That's, Vegas is a state.
Yeah. The number one, yes, because of Vegas. So.
Okay.
So also on the list, Louisiana because of New Orleans, Hawaii, New York because of New York
Manhattan,
City.
Yeah.
And Colorado because of the skiing. The least fun states. All the least fun states are like our places. Like our, these are like our, like Arkansas.
Shout out.
Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Kansas, Virginia.
Basically where all my family comes from.
That's what I'm saying. Like the least fun states are like all of them.
I have
like,
fun there.
Texas, it is in the middle.
Okay.
So they have some fun parts and not. They kind of balance themselves.
It's a big state.
Out. It is.
So.
Tell me something good comes up in about 4 minutes. So if you want to hang out for positivity, you can. I did see where John Mayer made the country chart last week because we kept playing it on our show.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And I think that song In the Blood is a country song. I think it's just authentic lyrics and music and
totally is.
I like it whenever artists aren't begging to be in the format, whenever like we basically recruited that in.
Okay.
Sometimes artists will be like, I want to do country. John Mayer's not doing that. He doesn't care. But if you find a song that like speaks to people, why not include it into other songs that speak to people?
Yeah.
There's a reason why people are always like, oh, that person's not, because they always kind of want to jump in. But he's not trying to jump in. Like, I don't think. So.
No, and I didn't know this. You probably already know it, but I read this morning that Sheryl Crow is the background vocals.
On In the Blood, Sheryl Crow sings background vocals.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Aaron Hernandez's murder car, so they're calling it, is up for sale on eBay.
Oh. His murder car?
Yeah. The 2006 Toyota 4Runner, which prosecutors say was the murder car used in a drive-by, is now up for sale on eBay as an infamous collectible item.
Wow.
I want to read to you what it says. This is the real deal. Aaron Hernandez's infamous silver Toyota 4Runner. Now's your chance to own this famous piece of famous football memorabilia. The car's owned by Jack Fox, a car dealer in East Providence, Rhode Island. And he's also put an Aaron Hernandez signed jersey as well with it.
Wow.
Like, that's a morbid thing to own.
Totally.
I don't think they should take it down. Like, it's...
Well, no. I mean, people sell crazy things that I would never buy all the time. Like, that dude that's locked up. Well, just murderers in prison that sometimes put out stuff and people buy it.
Like,
art, books.
Yes, mass murderers have put out paintings and stuff and people buy them. Like, John Wayne Gacy used to paint all the time. He was a serial killer. Mm. And people would buy these paintings. Now... For me, it's not about the person putting it up, but who would buy that?
Right.
Like why would... And it started out the bidding at $100. Right now, it's at $8,100.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, why is that cool to have?
Yeah, because clearly now it's going over because they think it's cool, because there's no way a 2006 4Runner is worth $8,000.
Now, that I don't know.
I do, because my car is 2006, and I just got it appraised. I was like, what? It's only worth less than that. So I was shocked. I was thinking, I could probably get this much for it. Nope.
I have a really tiny rental car, and it has no get-up-and-go in it. Like, I pulled out in front of a car yesterday, and I thought I had plenty of room. And it's like one of those, like, I don't even know. It's like a, I don't even know, Geo Metro or something. It's like a rubber band. Trying to stretch a rubber band. I thought I was about to get run over by an 18-wheeler yesterday. I was the guy that is upsetting to us.
Okay.
Because I didn't mean to pull. I just had to know there was no get up and go in the car.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do a stupid minute. Here we go. Hit it, Ray. Stupid minute.
The stupid minute.
A Starbucks barista has created a new Frappuccino that's quickly going viral. It's known as the Mermaid Frappuccino. So they ran out of ingredients for the unicorn, so they made up a mermaid frap. What happens is one person does it, it gets online, then every other Starbucks has got to do it too because everybody's going, can I get the mermaid frappuccino?
So the mermaid frappuccino is real.
Yes.
So it's basically a spinoff of the unicorn.
And the dragonfly.
Oh, yeah,
and
true.
The butt munch or whatever the other ones are.
And there's that new one out now that tastes just like a thin mint.
Like, this is the year of the frappuccino.
It is.
So.
And I have yet to have one single frappuccino.
I don't think I've had one in my life.
Nah, I bet you have. No, really?
I'm just not a coffee. Like, I tried it a couple times.
Well, they have non-caffeinated ones, but.
Okay. What was it called? What was it? The mermaid Frappuccino. There's your stupid minute. Hit it right.
The stupid minute.
So there was an article that was put out about Stagecoach Music Festival. This is the music festival that Eddie and I played, the Raging Idiots, last week. And it's the biggest California country music festival, right? So I want to read you some of these things. They list out, like, things that they saw.
Okay.
And I post this on Twitter. Number one, Shania Twain was clearly the focal point this year, and she came through with a good-natured rockin' set in front of a massive crowd. Give me some Shania, please, Ray. And Kelsey Ballerini came up and sang. And you see Kelsey's tweet? It was like the person who taught me how to sing. And
yeah.
It was really cool. Mm-hmm. Number two, Kenny Chesney made it look easy. A perfect capper to the weekend. Some Kenny, please.
No shoes, no shirt, and no problem.
The other one's about Dierks, who we went to see. Dierks Bentley was finally the headliner. He got the shot that he deserved, and it was a party set. So Dierks Bentley, everybody, here it is.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot's a party.
And then it states, the band Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots had their Run DMC track suits. It added to their appeal for sure. That makes the list. And then another one. Five acts I didn't know about before this week, but I'm glad I do now. One, Margo Price. Two, Cam. Three, Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, we made the list. And we're playing our iHeart Country Festival this weekend. And listen, our band, our only reason to exist is to do fun songs and make you dance. That's it. Make you smile, make you dance. No other deal. But we have to, like, pick one of our songs to do because we're playing a whole, like, set with, like, Al Dean and Dierks and Little Big Town. Like, what song do you think we should play? Because I had to send in our set list of ours.
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot right now.
Oh, I've already submitted it.
Okay.
So, which one do you think so, we should play?
Original?
Yeah, one of ours.
Oh, my goodness. Bobby, I don't know. I can't even. I'm sorry. I can't think of an original.
Wow. When I go, okay. Here's when I grow up.
Yes. Okay.
No,
from here.
No, stop.
Oh, sorry.
Here's our only number one song from a kid's album. Which one we're going to play at iHeart? Amy couldn't remember one song. It wasn't even. She was trying to act like, how can I pick? She couldn't remember one song. Not Every Day's a Good Day. Not When I Grow Up.
Yeah, sorry, I was drawing a blank.
Yeah.
Be filling up my cup.
No,
Starbucks.
Okay, all right.
Now I feel like the worst friend in the world.
You are. So here is what we're going to play. Here's the hook of our number one kid song, When I Grow Up.
When I grow up.
I'm a little disappointed in you.
Sorry. You know, all that was coming to my head at the time was like Flask.
Oh, like parodies?
Parodies. So I was like, shoot. All I can think of is Body Like, what is Body Like a Back Row parody one? That one's funny.
Mm. Yeah.
Just so, in case you're wondering,
mm-hmm.
we have a number one Kith record.
I know.
And a number four country album.
Mm-hmm.
And a number one comedy record.
I know.
Like, we suck, but...
No, I'm
but
aware.
As a friend?
I own all of them, so I'm very aware.
I'm hurt a little bit.
I bought them all.
Even the Desert Sun wrote about the Raging Idiots. Anyway, we're playing iHeart Country Festival. That's all. I just want to say that.
I'm be front row.
Amy couldn't remember one song.
Wow.
I know them. I just was drawing a blank. I'm so sorry.
She was looking at me like, I can't think of one single song. She's like, get me out of this.
All I could hear in my head was, Flask.
There's a Bobbycast up. You go to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobbycast and... We spend a lot of time talking to Mike D. Did you listen to it, Amy?
I have it on my thing ready to go. I'm going to listen to it when I work out today. No. What? Why?
Lunchbox, why are you laughing?
Because, I mean, the Dirks one goes up and she had listened to it 20 minutes later. The Mike D one, I'm going to get to it. It's on there. You know?
I'm legit listening to it today. I was even talking to a friend about it yesterday and I was saying, I've got to listen to the Mike D one. I'm so excited about it.
Well, so Mike D, I pulled him on the Bobbycast because he had run a marathon. And just that alone is crazy to me. A lot of people have run marathons.
Yeah.
But I could never run a marathon. Like, I don't have the mental capacity because, to me, that seems way more mental. And it's a big physical. 26 miles running is crazy physical, but to me, the mental part would be the tough part.
Yeah. But they say it's 75% mental. That's what my trainer told me.
So Mike D runs this marathon, but it's only after he had lost 120 pounds. Like, that was like the exclamation point to the weight loss. And then we talked about that whole journey. Do you listen to that back?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
That's all right.
Mike D never talked.
Yeah.
Just to me, basically.
Uh-huh.
And so we talked about that. And so it was really cool. Like,
no, I'm inspired by Mike for sure. Like, Mike, legit, I'm looking you in the eyes. I can't wait to listen to it. And my friends have been talking about it too. Like, you're inspiring people. It's awesome.
I was working out with my trainer, Ahmad, in Austin. Yeah, he's my friend, but he's a trainer.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and he was like, man, what's up with Mike D? Like, how does he do that? Like, how does he just, like, lose 120? And I said, not only lose 120 pounds, that's with weight back because he started gaining muscle.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, anyway, congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
To hear the whole story, just search the Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. So, it's Eric Church's birthday. Did you know? Here, I'll list you off three things. Number three, he wears sunglasses. It was for health concerns because of his height. If he didn't wear shades, the lights would fry his contacts. He started noticing his eyes would get hot.
What?
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's not a super tall guy.
Okay.
Number.
Oh, yeah. Go I've ahead. Only seen him, like, in concert. I've never seen him, like, really up close and personal.
Never met him?
No. I've gone to his show before. I was about to say I've never even seen him in person, but now I've been to a concert. But that's it. I don't think I've ever seen him, like, in a room anywhere. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I've met him a few times. Number two, his first job was at the Home Shopping Channel, taking credit card numbers from callers on the night shift.
Wow.
He'd be like, this is Chief. What you want to buy?
Yeah.
Chief here. What can I get for you?
Some furniture.
You need this rotisserie grill. Number one, he was fired as an opener for Rascal Flatts.
Why?
Listen, I'm going to tell you this story. This is the urban legend that I cannot verify this whole story, but what I've been told.
I think I've heard this.
I think I told you.
Oh, from you.
So he was opening for Rascal Flatts, and when you're an opener, they only give you a certain part of the stage. And you only get a certain amount of time. And he was playing over his time, and he was moving outside of the little box that you're supposed to be as an opener. Because you don't have the whole stage. And so not only did he do that, and they kicked him off the tour and added Taylor Swift after him, he went, and every city that Rascal Flatts was playing, he played a club that same night. Like, he basically toured right beside them and played a club.
Oh, wow. Okay, I had not heard that.
I don't know that that's 100% accurate, but I've been told that.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's, but that's.
I guess I had made up in my head, but that must be Craig Campbell. Somebody fired somebody because they were too awesome.
No, Luke Bryan fired Craig Campbell.
Okay.
Because he was like, you're too good to play keys. That was on a Bobbycast, Craig Campbell Bobbycast.
Okay, that's the story.
But you didn't hear that because you don't listen to it. I probably just told you that too.
Whatever. I listen.
I don't care.
Not to
don't
all
listen.
Them. I mean, haven't listened to all 55 or 54.
Get on that homework.
All of them.
Well, we should talk about this for a second. Matt Overton, who was our NFL playing intern, got cut by the Colts.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know?
No. How was I supposed to know that?
He tweeted out like a 4-page letter and like, do you follow Matt on Twitter?
I do. I must have missed that.
He got cut.
What?
I think he was making too much money for his position.
Well, so? Say I'll do it for less.
He loves
that job.
Listen, will he get picked up by somebody else? I don't know.
Yeah, we need to start a thing, a petition. Call the commissioner. Yo, commish.
Ray, you still talk to Matt. We went back and forth on text, but have you talked to him?
No, not really. Just a text. He's probably busy, so I didn't want to be like, hey, man, let me have 5 minutes of your time and ask you some questions. I just said, man, and I just said like a bad word. I said, like, that's really blank.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My heart.
Yeah, he'll bounce back.
What does that mean for, I don't know. I don't know, Bobby, tell me.
Right now, I don't know. So that
is there. Let's put it out there. Is there anybody that needs a long snap deeper?
What? I don't know. I haven't looked at the roster needs of certain NFL teams. I don't know.
I don't like that.
So he got cut. And he loves Indianapolis. But yeah, anyway, so there's that. I know. He lost that job. Here's a good news story. Amy got re-signed to Nash Chat, which is the after show for Nashville on CMT. Look at that. Amy got three picked up.
Yeah.
Her very first ever show, and she got brought back.
Yeah, it got renewed, and I didn't know if they were going to maybe go with a different host or what they were going to do. And so I was excited when they invited me back.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I accepted.
And Deacon Chip is hosting the CMT Awards, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good for CMT for two great decisions. Chip and Amy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy's back.
Yeah.
I finished 13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
And?
Like, I get what their message is trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
The message is just try to be better to people. But, man, it does glorify suicide.
Yeah.
And I don't... There's a reason the news doesn't report it. Because they think that people will want to get on the news. And what the show has also done is it's making the news report suicides because people are doing it. And they're like, well, because of 13 Reasons Why, this kid... And I don't think it shouldn't have been creative. Pardon the double negative. There's nothing wrong with it. If you're just asking my opinion, I think hopefully it brings good to have conversations with your kids about it.
Right.
Or with people. And hopefully it does make you go, wow, almost butterfly effect. Like little things like hello and how are you can change someone's life. But I do think it was made in a way that it feels like, man, I could really get back at somebody by making all these tapes.
Yeah.
And that's not spoiling it.
No.
At all. And I thought the show was just pretty good.
And see, I thought it was good.
As a show.
I liked it better than you did because I definitely watched it faster. But I did struggle with it. I was like, oh, it's like I want to keep watching. But I'm like, this is just weird. And hopefully, like you said, there can be people watching it that some good can come from it. I think for sure, maybe if you realize you're one of the people that maybe has treated someone or you're one of those people that you realize that every little thing can affect someone and you never know what they're going through.
I think we're all that person.
Yes, absolutely. I know I have been in my life.
Yeah, I think we're all instill that person.
Okay, but just be more aware.
So there's that. I finished it. So much good music out there right now. For example, I know on Friday, because our listeners have been tweeting about it like crazy, that Scotty McCreery's putting out that song Five More Minutes.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, we played it last week. We took it off the internet and played it. Then we played it again yesterday. So it's going to be out Friday, and it's perfect because it's 5-5.
Ah, 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's out, that John Mayer song, In the Blood, which, by the way, Sheryl Crow sings background vocals on it. If you haven't heard this one yet, play that one, Ray.
Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
And can we talk about how we haven't talked about how John Mayer tweeted you? Because I'm sort of geeking out about it, and it happened a while ago, and we haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up. Oh. I thought it was nice of him to—you can read it. I thought it was nice of him to tweet me.
Well, you had tweeted, like, hey, I've been playing this song for a couple of weeks. Listeners have totally embraced John Mayer and the Blood. Other radio companies have as well. Keep it going. And then John, quote, retweeted you saying, thank you. You don't know how much this means to me. Keep this up, and you're going to change my life. Boom emoji, heart emoji, boom emoji.
That's how you saw it? Boom. Okay, I saw it like exploding heart. That's what I thought. John Mayer was giving me like an exploding heart. Yeah.
Okay, I get that now. Okay, that's pretty exciting though. He said, you're going to change my life.
Who knows? It's just a tweet. But I just think the song's fantastic, and I just think it's great.
I can't wait for the day he comes in to play In the Blood live on our show.
It was the day I went to his concert,
mm-hmm.
and then I came back and I was like, the song has to be played on the radio, country mm-hmm. radio. And I remember going on this whole rant about whatever. No, it doesn't matter. It's nice. It's a nice tweet. There's
nice.
Also,
it was awesome.
Like, our listeners are going to make this Carly Pierce, is her name. I brought her out at my comedy show. They're going to make her a star. Like, play some of Every Little Thing, Ray.
Every little thing. I remember every little thing. The hide, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing.
Just wait. You can hear my words right now on May 3rd. Like, like I said last week, it's like at 40s on the chart. Once we start playing it, it's going to blow up. Like, our listeners take to good music.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't always, but listeners, like, sometimes I have terrible. But those are three really good. I just like where our format is right now. I think it's good. These things on the back of iPhones are pretty cool. I've been seeing them around. They're like, you attach it to the back of your phone, then you pull it out.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend had one. I was like, that thing seems so annoying. But now that I have one, you can hold your phone in one hand and type on it with your thumb. Mm, it's like a holder. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's nifty.
Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I need one.
I've seen like 12-year-olds with them for like a year, and I've always been like, what is this? And so I finally got one and put it on the back of it.
It's a game changer?
It's a life changer.
Okay.
Like I put it on, and you put your fingers around it, and then you never have to use your other hand for your phone. So with your other hand, you can like wave at people. You can like do the gun, choo-choo-choom while you're typing. Mm-hmm. You can do all kinds of stuff.
You do whatever you
need. Yeah. Because I always thought, man, I wish I could like do the gun sign to people while I was typing text. Now I can.
You can act like you're fully engaged with everybody.
It's amazing. Lunchbox, I guess, got into a fight at a soccer game, which I just think you're too old to be doing that at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, he's about to be 36 years old. What did that guy say to you that triggered the fight?
Okay, so I'm on the field, and I know that I got a little gray in my beard, a little bit on the chin, and this dude has been kind of a jerk the whole game, and then he just looks at me and goes, dude, how much gray hair do you have in your beard? Are you too old to be playing in this league? And I was just like, first of all, I didn't ask your opinion. Second of all, you need to shut up. And third of all, I called him a couple bad names.
And what happened?
I got a yellow card.
Oh, no. What does that mean in rec soccer?
Well, a yellow card just means you got to go sit out for a few minutes.
You got kicked out of the game?
For a few minutes, you got to go sit out. And then if you get another yellow card, you're out of the game completely. You're just on the sideline.
Weren't you the guy, though, pretty recently making fun of other old guys in the league, like 5 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, to me, I was like, am I too old to be in the league? It was 5-0 at that point. Did he need to check the scoreboard? Because we were sure kicking their you-know-whats. But I don't need you pointing out my gray beard. Like, I understand it, and I know I'm getting older, and it's tough, and it's hard to accept that fact, but I don't need you yelling at, man, look at all that gray in your beard. How old are you? Shut up.
That was you, though, dude. That was you. Mm-hmm. 7 years ago. Life comes at you so fast.
Yeah.
Now you're that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay when I say it, but when someone else says it to me, not cool. I can talk the trash, you can't talk the trash.
Okay. Well, that means you can't take the trash.
That's terrible logic, by the way. But I'm just saying, you're now the older guy in the league. Tim McGraw put his house up on the market. It's his house, the side houses. It's like a field, a pasture. $18.5 million. So Lunchbox, who's a businessman, making business moves, trying to get that money, made the call to try to buy this house to the realtor. Here we go.
Hello.
May I speak with Steve, please?
You got him.
Hey, Steve, man. My name is Jason Gibble, man. You know, businessman making business deal, trying to get that money. And I found a property online. I was trying to get some information on it.
Okay.
4-9 Creek. My wife was telling me that like a celebrity or something lived there. Is that really true?
Well,
because she told me, she said that Tim McGraw lived there.
He's been connected to the property before, but he did,
Wait. But the Tim McGraw, like the singer?
I know he's been involved in the property before. I don't know.
Okay, so when you say, like, the main home on the property, like, how big is that, the main home?
Probably about 6,000 square feet.
Tim and Faith slept in one of those bedrooms? Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't say that. I have no idea where they slept. I have no idea about that. One of the houses, they haven't been lived in for a while.
So, like, if Tim and Faith got in a fight, like, Tim would have to go sleep in the guest house?
I have no idea about Tim and Faith. I'm just representing the property itself.
Okay, and it says, I think it said it had a couple ponds, right?
It does have two ponds on them.
So are you telling me Tim McGraw caught some fish in that pond?
No, I did not tell you that. I did not say that at all.
Okay, what about, like, rolling pastures? Like, tell me about the pastures.
Well, beautiful pastures, and some are being used for quail hunting. And
so you're telling me that Tim and Faith may have had a picnic in that pasture?
No, I did not say that Tim and Faith had a picnic in that pasture at all.
Man, that is so crazy.
It would be a beautiful place to have a picnic.
Yeah, and so in the antebellum, right? There, a nice antebellum?
That's correct, yes.
So are you telling me Tim and Faith wrote songs?
No, I did not say that.
I can't believe this. I'm going to have to talk to the wife, and then we can call you back and set up a tour?
No, after you give me a financial letter saying that you're qualified.
Can we meet Tim and Faith?
If you might have somebody that can introduce you to him, I cannot introduce
you. Oh, my goodness, Tim and Faith. This is so crazy. When I call my wife, she's going to be tickled to death. Oh, man. Steve, thank you so much, man. I'm a man. Woo!
All right. Good talk to you. It's your
love. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Like, you went full Yosemite Sam in that.
And Ric Flair. Or who's that dude? Woo!
Yeah. It was, hey, you rascally marmot! And then Ric Flair, woo!
Tickled to death. Woo!
She's gonna be tickled to death. It was like a mixture of Lunchbox, Ric Flair, and Yosemite Sam all at once. And so they won't give you a tour unless you show you have that much money?
Right. You have to financially qualify that you can actually purchase the property or else everybody and their mom would be out there.
But how much do you need to actually go look at it, I wonder? Because I'm sure you don't need full $18 million. Like, if you were putting 20% down, it's $3.6 million, if I'm doing the math here?
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah, I need a calculator.
Oh, well.
But I'm sure you're right. You were, like, really good at math.
I'm saying, would you need $4 million in your account to be able, like, I wonder.
Probably.
Oh.
They want to know that you need business. You,
Tim Fane didn't use the bathroom there. I'm surprised that got on the air. Thank you for hanging out on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. On Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy was real sick yesterday during the show. And not like chills and...
No fever.
No poopy, nothing like that.
Just nausea. And
And so little smells were setting her off. And she started to eat meat again. And it's like all these things. And you even were like, I put on a little weight.
Yeah.
So Amy's like, if I'm pregnant... So, we left the show yesterday, not really knowing what was going on. But you're not sick today.
No. So, but some people have been telling me morning sickness doesn't just always happen in the morning. They just call it that. So, I don't know if...
Is it consistent, though? Like, does it happen if you have it every day?
No, people have said they don't have it every day. Some women don't get it at all. And I just feel like every time I start to think maybe I'm a little bit pregnant, we do the whole, I do a pregnancy test thing, and then I'm like disappointed or I'm excited. I don't know what I feel anymore. I just know I have two kids coming and I just don't really think I have time to be pregnant. And just when I'm at peace with not ever getting pregnant, I'm like, ooh, maybe I don't want to get pregnant, but do I? Maybe I do. I really want to know what it's like to be pregnant. But I felt like I was over that. So I'm not going to be emotional about it. I'm cool. It's whatever, you know?
So
whatever's part of my plan.
If I flip a coin, heads you're pregnant, tails you're not pregnant.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, this is your
Which would you rather it land on? Heads you're pregnant or tails you're not pregnant?
Tails.
Tails she's not pregnant. It is tails.
Ah! Okay. Cool. Now I don't know if my brain is playing a trick on me since I know your trick.
Yeah. Shoot. Well, so if you do... And I know you're not going to say, because if you really did take a pregnancy test off the air and it was positive, you wouldn't tell us right away.
See, I've thought about that, and I know you're supposed to keep it secret for like 3 months just in case something goes wrong, but yeah. I just really don't think that I'm capable of keeping that from
I don't either.
People for 3 months. So
Amy cannot keep a secret.
Yeah.
Like, Amy was giving my medical secrets out at work one day.
What? That was a mistake.
No, what
that
happened was...
That was an honest mistake.
The head of HR
is
like, okay... For you guys, like, on the air, you can't be talking about because of insurance, whatever. And Amy's like, well, Bobby gets on the air and talks about therapy and it starts going through all this stuff. And I'm like, whoa. So then HR has to pull me in and have a talk. Like, you can't be sharing all of this.
Right.
And I'm not embarrassed about any of it.
Well, the therapy wasn't a secret.
No, but to them, you can't.
To them, it was.
You can't actually officially tell them.
I know. And I said it in front of everybody that mattered.
Yeah. So I had to have a talk with HR. Yeah. You just kind of talk a lot.
Yeah. But I that was a long time ago.
It'd be a great storyline if you were pregnant while having two new kids. Like his 10-year-old and a 6-year-old, that'd be living in your house. Your kids, crazy.
Bobby, but honestly, with a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old coming and they're going to be in school and keeping this job, like that seems realistic to me. Fine. But do you really think that with them coming and me being pregnant, I could continue?
Continue doing what?
Well, I mean, and after I give birth, I have a brand new baby at home.
For this show?
Yeah.
For the money you make? Oh, yeah.
Okay. What? Okay.
You're asking me the right answer? Yeah, of course you could.
Can I bring the baby to work?
No. You can have a nanny and keep it out in the hall or something.
Okay, have a special room, like a nursery?
What else? My office is... In Nashville, office is used for everything anyway. We have the worst equipment in Nashville.
So,
our studio, and God bless Jerry House because he ran Nashville forever, and I'm just a shadow. And like Jerry House is a country music legend. We still have his radio board from when he was doing the mornings in our Nashville studios. And so my office is not only my office. It's also the green room. It's also the storage unit. So it's just what it is.
And soon to be nursery.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you want.
Really? Huh. Y'all, we should just start that. The whole show gets to bring kids or whatever. We have a little daycare.
It'll be Eddie Jr. Jr.'s Play Palace.
I mean, let's start tomorrow.
Yes. I feel like some companies do that.
They do.
They let you bring your babies to work and they have someone there to help you. They let you bring your dogs to work. It's this whole progressive thing. It's amazing.
We'll talk.
Be progressive. Be progressive.
If you're pregnant, when have I ever not been super accommodating to any one of your life needs? Ever in the history of your life?
Never. Not really, honestly, that I can think of.
Ever.
So that just makes me feel all kinds of amazing things.
I hope you're pregnant. These things on the back of phones are called pop sockets.
Oh, that's what, okay.
I put mine on my phone,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really know what it's called. My girlfriend had one. It's my girlfriend and 12-year-olds, basically. I've seen with them. Like,
your girlfriend's not 12 years old.
No, and 12-year-old. Like, I just think
the way you merged that together.
So I put one on the back of my phone. It's a life changer.
A pop socket.
If I'm Snapchatting, right,
mm-hmm.
and I want to punch somebody in the face, I have that free hand to do it.
Yeah.
So it's called a pop socket. I recommend them. Also, I've been playing this app called Piano Tiles. You familiar with this game?
No.
Oh, it changed my life, too. I'm not a big app game player, right?
Yeah.
It's Piano Tiles, and what you do is you have to hit your thumb on every one of the tiles as it scrolls down. And, like, you play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. For example, I'll play it right now. Like, you push start, and I'm hitting the tiles. And you have to, like, keep up with it as it goes. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
So you have to... Anyway, it's called Piano Tiles. I play it all the time. It's amazing. It's, like, the most... Hear it. Da, 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 da. And as it's scrolling down, you have to, like, hit the right tiles. Like,
okay. I'm sure that's really good for your brain. That
yeah.
Stuff like that really is.
Remember the apps that we used to play all the time? Like, what was the trivia when we used to play against each other all the time?
Trivia Crack.
No, what...
I'm pretty sure it was called Trivia Crack.
What?
Maybe it was.
Why would we have a game called Trivia Crack?
I don't know, dude, but we played it all the time.
Yeah, and you.
There we go. That's why.
It's called Trivia. It was really called Trivia Crack?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, what are some of the apps that are like swept? Remember when the stupid Pokemon thing happened?
Mm-hmm.
That one was a game
changer. Pokemon Go.
I never once played that.
Well, I did. I played it for a long time. And there was that. There was Trivia Crack, apparently.
It's what it's called.
What do you play, Eddie, the one you play?
Right now? I play a golf one right now.
No, the one that was
you gamble
really
on
popular.
It?
No, no gambling on golf. Come on.
What other one?
And
what's
Narcos.
The other video? You play Narcos on your phone?
Yeah, it's really cool.
What?
Is that like a...
You deal drugs on your phone?
No. Well, I guess you kind of do that, but it's really just building up your cartel. That's all you do, and then you get attacked in the middle of the night while you're sleeping.
Okay, that's terrible.
That cannot be real.
That's not a real game, Eddie.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
awesome.
Not. No.
I can't tell if he's lying or not.
No,
he really plays it.
See, what it is, you log on, you build your coat palace.
Is that
right?
A free app or you paid for it?
It's free.
Okay.
You pay for it,
and if you don't keep paying, they come for you.
Yeah, I'd be scared. They're like, the cartel's collecting info on you.
I cannot believe that game.
I got
the new 13 Reasons Why app.
Oh, that's Bobby. That's
no,
sad.
I'm just saying. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah. I got it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Tomorrow, Dave Ramsey will be in. Dave Ramsey's on hundreds of radio stations. He's made multi-millions of dollars just being smart at finance. And so he'll come in because Lunchbox is getting a $10,000 tax return. So we're going to have a talk about that. Ray is owed $50,000 from a gambling website that he's never going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie gambles too much. So we're bringing basically a money therapist into the studio tomorrow. On Friday, Chris Stapleton will be in and he'll come in with his guitar and he'll play. So it's
awesome.
Also, yeah, on Friday, Chris Stapleton's new album comes out too. So that'd be cool.
Big day.
On Instagram, you can follow our Insta stories. I'm just not into Insta stories as much as I am Snapchat.
I love them.
But let me tell you why. Because on Snapchat, I follow people to watch their literal videos.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, I may follow a company that I care nothing about to see a picture.
Why, though? Why do you follow them, then?
I follow like 400 people on Instagram. I follow like 20 on Snapchat.
Oh. I mean,
so
I agree.
I don't care to see 400 Insta videos.
Yeah.
And I don't get as many impressions even when I put them up. So I'm a Snapchat, and you're an Insta video person.
I'm an Insta video all the way. Like, I love the stories. And if I just don't want to see it, I click through it. And then I think it calculates which ones I like the most, and it always shows those ones up front. Like, when you have a video, since I follow you a lot, if you ever do post an Insta video, which is every now and again, like, yours will pop up in my feed, like, right away. And I'm like, oh, look, Bobby made an Insta video.
I just post pictures on Instagram for the most part.
Well, and... what picture, the football team from your hometown, what is that thing they were doing? Like the can't, what is that? The
they
this
were
do, one.
Like they were
The daps.
Yes.
Dab?
They were doing that, yes.
Daps?
Yes.
Okay, that's one of my favorite like moves to do, and I didn't really know it was football related, but it is because the football team's doing it in the uniforms that you bought them, and they gave you a shout out in their yearbook. Ah! They said, thank you, Bobby Bones, for our uniforms in the yearbook.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice picture.
Super nice.
It was, it was cool. It's...
I know you don't have that out there that you did that.
No, I took a picture of the yearbook and put it, I didn't bring it up on the radio or anything.
I know. I just know that it's not like a known thing that you went. Those are the like little things that you sprinkle throughout, like the love you give back to your hometown and like what it means to you. And you do so much more that nobody even hears about. But the fact that you bought there and you played football there, so football means a lot to you. That's where you grew. I feel like that's where you grew to be like the man that you are. Coach Gandalf.
Now I feel awkward. Coach Gandalf, yeah.
Cool. I mean, I even know your coach.
I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
I felt awkward. It's like,
Kids were looking sharp.
The uniforms look good,
doing
huh?
Why do you keep wanting to call it the Cam Newton? What's that?
Because he's the one who made it famous.
Okay. And yeah. It's a dap?
It can be whatever you want it to be. Yes.
Well, they look good.
All right.
Shout out.
Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for being here. Hope your Wednesday goes awesome. You can follow me on Snapchat, Bobby Bones Show. Would love for you to follow over there. Tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. Friday, Chris Stapleton will be in the studio. We'll play a song in the studio with his guitar. We just appreciate you being part of the team here. We'll see you on Thursday morning. Thanks, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.